The hospitality industry has been hit hard, as we know, since March of 2020. And we also know that hoteliers have been struggling because they've been in lockdown for months. There have been restrictions around weddings and restaurants that continue today. And only a trickle of international visitors have come to our shores over the past couple of years. But as there are tentative hopes that Omicron might have peaked and that restrictions could soon ease, what do hoteliers hope for in the new season in 2022? Well, I'm joined on the line by Mary Fennan Byrne from the Clanard Court Hotel in Athy in County Kildare, Paul Diver from the Sandhouse Hotel in Donegal, and Fergal Hart, who's General Manager of the Kingsley Hotel in Cork City. And you're all very welcome. Thank you for being with us. Paul, can I start with you in Donegal? Your visitors generally, normally, in regular times in Rosnaula, where are they coming from? Who are they?
Good morning, Claire. Well, I suppose back in 2019, 50% of our business would have been from the Republic of Ireland, 25 from Northern Ireland and 25 overseas. That dramatically changed over the last 2 years, and it went 95% Republic of Ireland and 5% Northern Ireland. So the complete thing just turned on its head. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was amazing.
And you don't really do weddings there, is that right?
We don't do weddings here, but I suppose, you know, the problem, you know, with our colleagues here in Donegal, you know, back in 2019 and for many years prior to that, Donegal was very popular as a venue from weddings from Northern Ireland. Now, when the restrictions came in back in 2020, naturally all that changed. And, you know, when you have one set of restrictions here in Donegal and a different set of restrictions a couple of miles up the road in Fermanagh, you know, it's rather than being a source of business, the wedding business from Northern Ireland became competition, or Northern Ireland became competition for that business. Mm-hmm. You know, and when people, you know, when we were saying to people here, you can only have 25 people at your wedding, and as I say, a couple of miles up the road, they're saying you can have 200, and we're saying, you know, the music has to be stopped, or there is no music, or whatever, and, you know, they can go to Northern Ireland, and there's very few, or, you know, a different set of restrictions altogether. It was quite frustrating.
Now, Mary, in Athy in Kildare, I know that weddings, that's a big part of your business, and you're still dealing with restrictions now, but the wedding business has picked up a lot for you, has it?
Hi, Claire. Yeah, the wedding business has, I suppose, since the pandemic initially struck. But it's picked up, but 100 people at a wedding is still a huge restriction on couples. You know, they're planning, especially now when wedding invitations had gone out, I suppose, prior to November, and they had invited up to 150 people or whatever, and they were caught with 100. It's very hard to make that cut. Who do you take off the list? Who do you fall out with? It's difficult for couples.
It's very tricky still, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, I suppose last year was tougher again because, you know, you were dealing with weddings of 6 to 50 people. And, you know, we made a decision we were going to service these weddings. We were in it for better or for worse with the couple. So regardless, it's not economical for us to serve a wedding for 6 or 50 people or 25 as it was for quite a lot of last year. But, you know, we had made our commitment and we honoured that and we looked after people. But, you know, realistically, at this stage, it's very, very frustrating for the bride and groom.
Yeah, but you know, bookings really are there and bookings are happening. I'd say a lot of people who may be held off since March of 2020 are now deciding, are they to go ahead with it? I mean, what's your wedding calendar looking like for 2022?
Well, we're very lucky here in the Clanard Court in the sense that when the pandemic hit in 2020, you know, we kind of made a decision we need to do something, because while we were fairly okay for 21, we thought, how are we going to manage 2022 and 2023? If we can't get people into the hotel to look at our venue, how are they going to make a booking?
Yeah.
So at that point, you know, going through, I suppose, what the entire hospitality was going through, an awful lot of uncertainty at the time, we had to just kind of rein ourselves in and decide we need to do something. So what we did at that stage is that we decided if Muhammad won't come to the mountain, then the mountain must go to Muhammad. So we decided we'd do a virtual showcase. And at that point, we had, I think, 8 of a team remaining on the payroll in the hotel. And so we got together, we brought in a local wedding videographer, and we dressed the hotel to its finest as it would be for a wedding.
Right.
And we did a virtual showcase, and to be honest with you, Claire, that was a game changer for us.
Yes, and you're reaping the benefits of that now, I'm sure. I just want to come to Fergal in Cork, the Kingsley Hotel, because Fergal, your business model is different again, isn't it? And you would have relied a lot on corporate business.
Morning, Claire. Yeah, that's true. We would have been probably 70% of our business prior to the pandemic would have been corporate, and you know, a good proportion of that would have been international as well. So all of that business was decimated 2 years ago, and we've had to probably change our business model and really just be flexible and try and attract more of the kind of domestic leisure market. So fortunately for us, we have managed to do that. Obviously, at probably fractions of what we would have done previously, but it certainly helped us through the crisis.
Now, I know that your guests who are staying with you, you don't have to abide for them to that rule for all of the other hospitality businesses, and they have to close at 8 p.m. at the moment. But has that rule impacted passing trade, people who might otherwise pop in for a meal in the later evening?
Yeah, it's had a huge impact on us. You know, all of the restrictions at various times have all had a major impact, and I suppose the thing that they impact the most probably is confidence from the consumer and from guests. And you know, we have been lucky in that we've been able to accommodate our guests and allow them to use the restaurant past 8 p.m. But you know, certainly for a hotel like ourselves here, we would have a big passing trade, and we would do a lot of non-residential business in the normal circumstances, but we haven't been able to do that. And I think that applies to an awful lot of hotels around the country as well.
So who are you trying to appeal to now with the corporate business? I mean, nowhere near back to where it was.
Yeah, we're trying to appeal really the domestic leisure market is the key market for us now. And as I say, we've had a lot of success with that. And I think a lot of hotels around the country have managed to adapt their products to fit that model. The concern for us for this year, probably, Claire, is that, you know, people will possibly look to go overseas as well, you know, with the restrictions presumably lifting over the coming months. So really it'll be a case of trying to sustain that domestic market as much as we can.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there'll have to be a huge focus then on trying to attract the international market to come back to Ireland. It'll take years for it to come back to the kind of levels that it would have been at previously. But that will be a major focus of the industry over the coming months.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a big red flag, Paul, for you as well, because you had the domestic tourists coming, I'm sure, in big numbers in 2021. They're possibly going to want to go overseas, but we're not going to get the overseas visitors coming to Ireland yet.
Yeah, I think a lot of people last year, a lot of the domestic market did the Wild Atlantic Way for the first time,
yeah.
And they were very impressed, you know, with what they've seen. A lot of that business has rebooked for this year. You know, I think a lot of families, especially, are a bit concerned just about flights and positive tests and, you know, all the hoops that they've jumped through to get on a plane. So we'd be very hopeful that a lot of the business that was here last year, a lot of it has rebooked, and we'd be very hopeful that a lot of that would come back. You know, the amazing thing last year was the number of nights families were staying in a hotel. You know, in 2019, our average length of stay would have been 2 nights. Last year, it was up at 6 nights, which was, you know, amazing for Irish people. You know, so we'd be very hopeful. As I say, the Wild Atlantic Way was fantastic for us here in Donegal, and we'd be very hopeful that you know, until the international visitors come back, that the Wild Atlantic Way will keep us going.
Right. So you're optimistic then about this coming season?
I'd be optimistic from May on. I think the Irish Hotels Federation did a survey among its members over the weekend, and it showed very, very low occupancy for the first 4 months. But personally, I think once we get to May or June, that we'll be okay.
Mary, does that tally with how you feel about the coming year?
Pretty much so, yeah. I don't think we'll see anything really major happening until the summertime. I think it's going to be a slow run through, and I think February and March are going to be two extremely difficult months. The Irish tourist really doesn't start travelling until the evenings get brighter and the weather picks up a little bit. So I'd agree. I think come summertime, I think we'll be over the worst of it. And the Irish tourist has been fantastic for Kildare as well. And we've certainly seen a huge increase in domestic market as well. But I think the next couple of months, we just need to keep the supports there and just... you know, remain positive, but we're not out of the water yet by no means. We've a tough few months ahead, but certainly May, June, July, we should see a little bit of improvement.
Well, it's good news if that comes to pass, as Paul outlined, you know, that people may stay in Ireland again for another season. It gives more time for the international visitors to come back. But the other challenge, of course, Fergal, is staffing. I mean, there's a big demand, is there, for hospitality staff?
Yeah, well, I suppose the uncertainty over the past couple of years has created a situation where it's been difficult to keep teams together, Claire, and the government supports have been critical in allowing us to do that, and for the most part we've managed it to a great extent. But I think as Mary was alluding to just now, I think those supports will be required for the coming months. You know, the employment wage subsidy scheme, for example, I think is due to taper at the start of February, but we would like to see at least, you know, that to be continued at its current level at least until the end of February, and possibly then going past April as when when it's due to finish. Mm-hmm. So those supports have been absolutely crucial for us, and we would like to see, you know, them continue, because part of the difficulty with the industry is that you do need that base level of business on your books across the year and coming into specific months, and unfortunately we just don't have that at the moment. So it's a case where we're still dealing with occupancy levels, as Paul mentioned there, which are far below what they would have been previously, and that's a huge challenge for us.
And would you agree with Paul and Mary that it is likely to be May before you're out of the woods here? So if there's any talk of subsidies going, you're saying it can't be until the start of the summer?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you know, we're all feeling relatively optimistic, I think, for later on in the year. The coming sort of 4 or 5 months will be extremely difficult. There's no question about that. And I think we're all mindful as well that as recently as probably mid-November, we were looking forward to a very strong Christmas. And once the news came out of South Africa about the Omicron variant, you know, that business was decimated within a couple of days. So there is that fear there that something new can happen. And that's what we've been dealing with, I suppose, over the past couple of years.
Yeah, I think that's the story right across the board, isn't it, Paul,
yeah.
As well? Same for you, that, you know, once the new variant emerged and people started to get wary and we were getting advice to reduce our social contacts, that really it was game over for hospitality, for the Christmas parties and so on at that time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the minute the chief medical officer advised people to restrict their movements, it was just like flicking off a switch. You know, Christmas was just gone within a matter of hours after that statement, you know, and I'm not criticising him. He had a job to do, but I'm just highlighting the fact that, you know, one statement from him literally just wiped out Christmas for the hospitality industry.
Mm-hmm. And that's why when you don't have the money in the bank from a time like Christmas, like December, it's very hard to string it out until May without having that buffer there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, most hotels, especially seasonal hotels, would rely on the revenue from their Christmas business to carry them over to Paddy's Day or to Easter. We haven't got that this year, you know, so that's why I would totally agree with my two colleagues. You know, the supports need to be kept in place, you know, until at least Easter. You know, the tourism is very important here in Donegal. We're employing 7,500 people, you know, so it's not just for hotels. It's all those people that we have employed in the industry, you know, so it's very important that the government maintain the very good supports that they've had in place so far.
Well, we wish you all well for the season ahead. Mary from the Clannard Court Hotel in Athy in Kildare, Paul from the Sandhouse Hotel in Donegal, and Fergal from the Kingsley Hotel in Cork City. We're going to be catching up with what's happening in Downing Street. That's next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.